our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
A new year means it's time for a new home network that can keep up. With Cox Internet, you have the speed and coverage your family needs to stay connected. You'll enjoy Cox's fiber-based hybrid network with options for fast upload and download speeds. And if your household has lots of connected devices, panoramic Wi-Fi may be the perfect fit thanks to its additional control features. Plus, with advanced security on panoramic Wi-Fi, you'll know each connected device is securely protected 24/7. A whole world of connectivity is yours with Cox Internet. Learn more at cox.com.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast.
Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car,
I finally realized my battery was dying, so I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
It's time now for the Conservative Curmudgeon Radio Show. Now, here's Grouchy.
Glass shattering everywhere! Yay!
Not my fault, the board froze. I don't know what just happened. It doesn't normally do that anymore.
Live radio, folks, what can you do? Good evening and welcome in to KLRN Radio's Wednesday night. I do believe, and Rick can correct me if I'm wrong, that we actually have a grand slam of shows tonight again.
We're at least going to have a triple play. It depends on whether or not I have any energy after producing for you, producing for the ladies, and doing at least an hour with Ordy, because I have slept.
Well, there you hear it, folks. It's going to be a trifecta for sure, or a limp festival for
hey
possibilities.
Now. Hey, now. Why you got to bring that into it,
get your eggplant parmesan, baby. It's gone.
Why you got to bring that into it, man?
Ugh. Oh, God, I love doing this.
you just love it because you have a punching bag on the other end of the line. Jerk.
You know, I have not done the legwork yet, Rick. I need to go back in history to find our first show that you and I did together. Because I don't know if we've been doing this for 10 years or if it's been 11 years. But it's one of the two.
Yeah, I mean, because honestly, if I remember right, I think you did a show with me before you ever decided to do this on your own. And then
I actually co-piloted with you on a couple of shows for a couple of weeks, and then I kind of jumped into the fire. So, yeah, I mean, you broke me in kind of like that gently on the microphone. You know, it was something I enjoyed, and like I said, I'm thinking it's 10 years, but it could be 11. I just don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's 10 because you'd been doing this for about 3 years when we finally got together in 2015.
Okay. So 10 years, and that'll be coming up later this month. So it's like the week before we do Toxic will be like the real anniversary. So That's cool. We're working on it, man. We're there. 10 freaking years.
Does it feel like 10 years?
Oh, hell yeah. But mostly because I do it to myself.
Hey, yeah, I mean, we don't need to hear about your nighttime habits when you're not on the air, sir.
Exactly. I mean, look, I'm not going to lie. There's some days where I just don't feel like doing it, and I come in and I do it anyway. And then there's days where I can't do it, and we call off those days. It happens, but all in all, no long-term breaks in there, no hiatuses. Yeah, we've missed a week here and a week there, but all in all, I'd say we probably have churned out a good 45 to 48 shows a year for 10 years now, so we're coming up on 500 shows.
The big 500, baby.
Holy shit, man. I can't even imagine how many you have.
Well, I had a lot more till I started taking hiatuses.
Yeah, but I mean, I was going to say, you passed 500 a long time ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's because at one point I was doing Rails 5 days a week, and then now I try to do the one with Stacy in the mornings 5 days a week. You start racking up bang loads of episodes when you start doing things 5 days a week. Then you take,
yeah, that's true.
Then you take into account that at one point I was doing like 7 shows 6 days a week. Yeah, I had a pretty good catalog for a while.
Yeah, yeah, that's more than I can handle. So kudos to you, and
probably
you know,
why I'm divorced now.
liquor for me because I'm coming up on 500. So
no, I'm not gonna liquor for yeah. you.
Yeah, see, we're getting into the chat room already. Gee, where you been lately? I posted on today that I hadn't been around much. I'm dying at work. You know, we're short people. Everybody's still getting sick around here, so I'm actually having to work like one of my minions. And that's not fun, so it doesn't leave me a lot of time to, quote-unquote, monitor internet performance like part of my job description dictates, which is me on Twitter. Yes, still debating on the good part.
So that's your excuse for playing on Twitter? You're monitoring internet performance?
Yes.
Nice.
That's how I monitor it, because if it lags and the GIFs don't show up, it lets me know that there's something in the line I need to check, and if it's outside of our purview, inside of the enclosed network, then I have to call my NOC and have them check to see what the hell's going on. And, you know, so it's just all part of it, you know. And because if it's lagging for me, that means it's lagging for people doing much more important things, and I have to take care of that. That's what I do. So it's good for them that I'm on Twitter. How about that? And I've actually sold that to my boss, and he is down with it 110%.
Oh, I want your boss.
He is in full agreement that it's a great way to monitor the performance of the network. So, yeah. So literally, I get paid to be on Twitter, but not paid to be on Twitter. So, you know, it's like that.
This just in, folks. G has gone pay to play on Twitter.
Ah, well, you know, I've been pay to play for a while if you got the right kind of cash.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, just to, you know, I've always been straight with everybody on this show, and you know, that's how we're going to play it all the way. You know, we don't care whose side is effed up. They get called out. On this, though, I get called out tonight because I come to you tonight fully unprepared to do a show. I have absolutely no notes. And Rick knows, we talk about this off the air before the show. I'm usually sitting here with somewhere between 15 and 20 pages worth of notes.
I was going to say,
and
minimum
it
minimum
aggravates
12,
the hell out of Rick
25.
Because we only get to about 12.
No, it doesn't aggravate me. It's just a lot of work for you to be putting in. But no, typically minimum of 12, maximum of 25. So when he said, I literally have no notes today, I asked him who this was and why they kidnapped G.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Yeah, so... So the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is something, and I don't know, I honestly don't know how many of you are still NFL fans. I'm going to go out on the limb here and say I still like to watch football, so I do watch NFL games. The NFL itself as an organization is a whole other entity of whatever we can talk about, you know, but I do like watching football games. So today, the big news in the NFL is that the former head coach of the Dolphins, who was just fired, has filed a lawsuit, you know, claiming racial discrimination and alleging that the owner of the team bribed him to tank games to position the Dolphins better in the draft. And, you know, I've been listening to this, and it is, CNN giving good material today. We're going to talk about that too, Jerry. That's all good. I saw that too. But this is what really got to me, and it got to me more because I'm from Miami. So, to see this coach, Brian Flores, he's a good young coach. He has a good reputation in the league. He came through as an assistant, worked his way into a head coaching job with the Dolphins, and he's currently interviewing with both the Saints and the Houston Texans for their vacant coaching jobs. But he dropped the allegations that he was pushed out because he wouldn't tank games, and you know, he alleged racial discrimination. Now, I don't know what proof he has for the racial discrimination part, and I'm not going to talk to that part of his allegation. But I do want to go into the bribery part of the game, because the lawyer that took his case gave an interview to the Miami Herald, and I'm sure there were some other reporters there because this is a huge story. And, Ron in the chat room, Dolphins cheerleaders have an abundance of boobs. Yes, they do. And they have an abundance of nice legs and arses too. But the lawyer gave this interview, and he said what I've been looking for, because I've been hearing about Flores's allegations. And it's one thing to accuse somebody of something, you know, to just come out and say, so-and-so did so-and-so. Okay, that's all fine and good. You can make the allegation. To levy a lawsuit based on the allegation is quite ballsy. But the lawyer came out today and said there is corroborating evidence for Flores' claim. He said not only are there going to be texts and emails, he said there are actually other witnesses too. And you just can't make that shit up. So if I had to guess right now, I would say that the NFL is probably getting ready, at least making preparations for stripping ownership from Stephen Ross, who is the owner of the Dolphins. Whether it comes to that or not, I'm sure that remains to be seen. There would have to be hard evidence for the NFL to act on something like that, because this man has, I mean, let's face it, he invested $1 billion when he bought the team, and he may be about to lose his investment without much of a return on it. So you want to make damn sure you do right. For Flores' side of it, I hope he lands another job with a good team that's willing to work with him He definitely has had a hand in helping to get the Dolphins started back in the right direction. The Dolphins this season, I believe, won 7 of their last 8 games. And at the end of the season, when Flores was let go, the team said they wanted to move in another direction. I was like, what the hell direction were you looking to move in other than winning? I mean, again, this is the town I call home. I mean, this is Miami, so it affects me. And I'm a little worked up about it. But that's because I love football. And, you know, I grew up watching the Dolphins play. And my dad was a county commissioner in Dade County down there. And I got to meet a lot of the players over the years. And hell, one of them even coached my little league team when I was a kid. So, I mean, I do know something about it. And, you know, Mike, I see what you're saying. But if they provide the proof, I don't see how that's being a crybaby. And, I mean, yeah, okay, about the racial stuff anyway. Yeah, he's going to have to come with hard evidence on the racial allegations. He really is. That's going to be a much harder prove than the bribing and things of that nature. So I'll give you that. Chat room always busy. Our almost award-winning chat room. Very busy tonight. Good crowd in there. Good to see all you guys. And have any of the ladies showed up yet? I know sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's okay. You know, they're busy. They got things to do. Cook me dinner, rub my shoulders, shit like that. I had an offer for a butt rub earlier. I'll take that, you know, take a little butt rub. But anyway.
So I tell you that I'm probably not doing Off the Rails tonight, so you decided to take your own show off the rails? Is that what we're doing?
Well, you know, if somebody's going to go off the rails, it might as well be me.
Okay, just checking.
Should be award-winning. I've tried my best to make it. Look, you, Jeff, you make it look and run good. I wasn't aware that that was Jeff in the chat room at first. But Jeff, yes, the chat room looks and runs beautifully. As evidence, right before we got started, Mike had messaged me saying he couldn't type anything in the chat room. I told him to restart everything. Lo and behold, Mike is in the chat room and typing away. So, Jeff, your chat room is working fine. That was on Mike's end. So, yes, I agree, Jeff. It should be award-winning, but, you know, those judges are just insufferable pricks. What can you do?
As an example, please see Simon Cowell and Gordon Ramsay. Just saying.
Well, there you go. Speaking of, you know, you mentioned Gordon Ramsay. If anybody talks to me about business and things of that nature, it's, you understand quick, I have a mind for marketing. I'm an idea guy, and I have to say, I love the Gordon Ramsay Tide commercial where they're doing the cold call to him. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, it's actually one of the only ones I like.
The stone cold at the end of it. That guy needs to calm down. That is so great. Oh, hell, I love it. You had to mention Gordon. I like me some Gordon Ramsay. He's a fun guy to watch. Teaches me good things to do in the kitchen, too. I mean, I've learned a lot how to cook from him. Plenty of others, too. Bobby Flay, Besh. Just,
giving away. My favorite thing is all the memes that come out every season from when he's doing his cooking shows. My favorite my favorite one of all time is still the one where he grabs one of the contestants by the and puts his hands on their head, and somebody took the meme and says, "What does this make you?" "I have no idea. A fucking idiot sandwich. That's what it makes you."
That's it. I love it. That's good stuff. Oh my God. So good. So yeah, anyway, I hope my Dolphins aren't completely decimated by this. They have enough problems without this. So let's get it done down there in Miami and figure out what's what and fix what's broke. And hopefully the boys can put it back together and start winning games again next season.
Hey, all I'm going to say is no matter what, it's not the Jets. So there's that.
Yeah, they are not the Jets, that's for sure. Look, Ron is kicking around an idea for a new show in the chat room. Can you see it, Rick?
Good Lord, G's Cooking Corner.
maybe that's what we'll call G's Spot. Bar and Grill.
Nice.
Yeah, as bad as the Dolphins are, at least they're not the Lions. You know, God bless you, Al. But I have to say, I have no dog in the hunt with the Super Bowl this year, but I cannot be angry if the Rams win it, if only because Matthew Stafford would get to hoist the trophy. And he has definitely paid his dues, and I'm so glad to see him on a winning team. So, I wouldn't be upset if Burrow won, because I do believe that Burrow is the real deal, and I do believe Burrow will be back many times in the Super Bowl. But I mean, you gotta root for a guy like Stafford. This is a dude that's never been in trouble. He never whined, you know, he never pouted and decided he was going to sit out because they wouldn't put real talent around him. He just went and did his job. He's put up great numbers for a guy that whose only weapon was really one wide receiver for a couple of years that he had Jumbotron. And you know, it just, I feel bad for him, and I'm happy that he's getting a shot at this. G-Spot Bar may be really hard to find. Not for me, Jody.
Well, of course not. Wow. It's your spot.
Yeah. I mean, the ladies are in the chat room. They're starting to come in. There's Jody. And speaking of, you know, I was going to tell you guys at the break, but after me tonight, the red wine is back. Jody, Diane, and they will have the little engine that could, Aaron, on the couch with them. And I know he's probably just biting he's probably clenching his teeth right now going, that bastard actually called me the little engine that could. Yes, I did, Aaron. Yes, I did. I think I can. Oh, man, he's going to kill me, but it's all good fun. He's a good young man. You should tune in. You're going to tune in for the ladies anyway, but tune in and listen to Aaron, too. He's a good guy. Smart. Smart. Not like his dad. He's smart.
Hey, that could be the new tagline for the show. We could just go, you know, Red Wine Radio, two girls, one couch.
Well, you know. Yeah, I think that was a vote of approval in the background.
Yeah, that was actually a very excited grandchild over Peppa Pig being turned on.
Peppa Pig. That little cannibal.
You know, right? That, yeah. Anyway, that's like the rudest cartoon ever.
You know they're cannibals, right? You see, if you watch the cartoon, they actually eat bacon.
Yeah, no, the funniest thing about that is, not only that, but the weirdest thing about the show is, you know, the named characters, they go to the doctor, not the vet. So how they explain it on the show is pets go to the vet. Because, it's a pig and sheep and dogs, and yeah, those should go to the vet too. But they go to the doctor.
And this is how you know that G has absolutely no fucking notes, because we have just spiraled into talking about Peppa Pig.
Trainwreck Radio, that, live on the air.
The sound you are hearing is the commode flushing.
Nice.
Oh my God, I can't even believe it. But anyway, so we got all that going on. Well, we still have President Silver Alert, President Pudding Time, whatever you want to call him. You know, he's doing his thing of practicing racism with his upcoming Supreme Court nomination. because he guarantees that he's nominating a black woman. And how dare he dismiss the possibility that somebody might be more qualified. It's going to be a black woman, and that is the end of the story. And, you know, she may be qualified. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I just think that it's incredibly hypocritical and hyperbolic of this man to talk about race relations and how we need racial equity. And he thinks that by practicing racism, he's going to achieve that. So anyway, whole nother thing for a whole nother time. We'll prep some notes for that topic and, you know, we'll dive a little deeper into it. I think that we're pretty good here. I think we're going to probably just go ahead and burn the bottom of the hour break. We're pretty close anyway. I think when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Russia and Ukraine, and then maybe we'll get into something like, hell, I don't know what, maybe some COVID stuff. How about that? That sounds good. We can come up with something during the break for COVID. So, do yourself a favor, get your legs stretched, refill your drink, unnumb your ass, and then get back in your chair in about 3.5 minutes. And in 4, we should be kicking it off again. Don't go anywhere.
To be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
A new year means it's time for a new home network that can keep up. With Cox Internet, you have the speed and coverage your family needs to stay connected. You'll enjoy Cox's fiber-based hybrid network with options for fast upload and download speeds. And if your household has lots of connected devices, panoramic Wi-Fi may be the perfect fit thanks to its additional control features. Plus, with advanced security on panoramic Wi-Fi, you'll know each connected device is securely protected 24/7. A whole world of connectivity is yours with Cox Internet. Learn more at cox.com.
Today, this breakfast isn't just breakfast. It might be the first McDonald's breakfast you're having at McDonald's again. This lunch might be a weekly tradition you hadn't had in weeks. And this dinner might be the first one you bought for not just you in a while. Whatever this order is for you, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Get more of the chicken you love with a delicious McChicken sandwich for $1. And for an extra buck, add a refreshing Dr. Pepper. Dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out, Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back. No, I'm not going to sing that. just a reminder, top of the hour, The Red Wine. Jody and Diane are back with us on Wednesday nights, and they will have the little engine that could, Aaron, on the couch. I think he gets to ask a question tonight and maybe try to make some snarky remarks along the way if they let him. They're tough, bro. They're tough. Hang in there.
Those girls,
they'll slap you with a shankla in a hurry. So anyway, after that, Amish Robinson. And if you're lucky, there's some America Off the Rails for a nightcap. And if you're not lucky, then tough shit. You just go to bed.
And then you get to put up.
But it's a good night here anyway.
Then you get to put up.
And we're glad you're with us.
I mean, yeah, I mean, and honestly, if I don't do the hour tonight, you get 2 hours tomorrow, so.
Well, there you go. So, a bonus hour tomorrow if he doesn't do it tonight. A promise from the boss.
No, you misunderstood me. We do a 2-hour morning show, so I get 2 hours of me anyway.
So, you got to get up early to get it.
Or listen later. It's everywhere.
Or you can listen later. It is a podcast. Yeah, you can download it at your convenience.
That one's even still on Spotify.
Jerry says he's used to getting beat down. Good.
Your name
cool
is
Cool Viagra Obey. Ad. What was the cool Viagra ad? Somebody said it was cool.
It's the same one we always play.
Oh. Well, shit. I mean, I don't know who's listening to that stuff anyway. I don't need it.
I'll need it.
Boing! Anyway, so with everything that's going on over in Eastern Europe, and when I say Eastern Europe, I mean Ukraine and Russia, Vladimir Putin finally talked. I did get to see this today. He came out and he gave verbal signals, we'll say, that Russia was open to a diplomatic resolution to the crisis. And I guess he thought that that was just going to cool the temperatures of everybody. And maybe it did for a minute. But here's the thing. And we've talked about Putin before on this show. Putin is former KGB. Putin remembers the old days of the USSR. And Putin wants to return to those days. Now, what a great way to start rebuilding the USSR than to sack Ukraine totally. Now, do they plan to do it militarily? I don't believe so. I believe that's all part of the show. I think what's going on is that he's got people on the inside of Ukraine, and they're looking to weed out government positions that would help ease them back into Russia. And these are going to be politicians that are Russia sympathizers. They are friendly with Russia, probably businessmen that do business with Russia in Ukraine. And I think that's going to be more the avenue. I don't think you're going to see a military type operation. I just don't see the rest of the world allowing that to happen. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I see it being more of a political than a military type thing. So that being said, NATO continues to put military support along Ukraine's Eastern European neighbors. Russia is still planning more drills. And on the European Union's doorstep, like at Belarus. So for the moment, the danger is not over. Yeah, exactly, Snarky. Russia's offer is DOA. Ukraine was the Soviet Union's major source of wheat. And you can bet, like I said, they are the first step. They want Ukraine, and they want Ukraine bad. Belarus, you're right there, you know, along with a couple of other countries that, you know, border right along there with Russia and Ukraine. They sit right there along there. Again, I don't have all my maps in front of me and everything like that. I'm usually pretty good with geography. But I have to tell you that Eastern Europe is not my strong suit at the moment. But the U.S., for what we're going to be involved at the moment, Biden is deploying 3,000 troops to Eastern Europe. So basically what came out of Iraq is going to, I guess we'll say they're going to be in Belarus. They just said Eastern Europe, so they may split them and put them in two different places. But these are going to be They're not like Green Berets or shit like that. These are going to be more of the what they call consultants. You know, like what we train the Afghan army. Was it the Afghans? Yeah, they turned over to the Taliban. Yeah, so we're sending people over there to basically, it's going to be to train them how to defend themselves and to support as needed. Biden says that there will be more of these people made available if needed. And it probably will be. before this is over with. I can see Putin trying to push this envelope a little bit and get people worked into a lather to see how far he can push this. Wow. Look at in the chat room. How about this? Let them have Ukraine and Belarus. That's historically Russia. My unpopular opinion, it's not our fight. We don't need this. I agree it's not our fight, but it does have ripples that reach us. Maybe not national security-wise, but definitely economic-wise. So the question is when does it become our fight? Does it become our fight only if they come to our shores? Or if they're trying to manipulate economic conditions that would affect us negatively, does that become our fight? And I'll leave that in the chat room, and you guys can discuss that while I keep going. The focus in this whole thing has been shifting towards diplomacy. And that really started with a kind of a diplomatic clash, shall we say, between U.S. and Russian diplomats at the United Nations Security Council. Those efforts continued with a flurry of meetings yesterday in both Moscow and Kiev. Putin talked with Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, and we've talked about Viktor on this program before, too. He's a pretty good hardliner as far as refugees go from those largely Muslim countries. You know, he did not allow them into Hungary, much like Poland didn't allow them in, and they are seeing the benefit of that at this point. Direct result of Biden cutting off the pipeline here. Yes, see, okay, good discussion going in chat. Love it. Love seeing it, guys. Keep it going. So it's unclear if all of these individual spats and efforts will advance the hopes for peace or in diplomatic solutions, or if it's going to hold them back. Western intelligence agencies watch railway cars filled with Russian tanks and artillery stream to the borders with Ukraine in December. Putin delivered a warning that basically painted the U.S. and NATO as the aggressors, which is ridiculous. I mean, we all know that. Back on December 21st, Putin said, "If our Western counterparts continue a clearly aggressive line, we will undertake proportionate military/technical countermeasures to respond with." A couple days later, Putin went quiet on the issue in public. It was a calculated silence, if you're asking me for my opinion, and you are if you're listening, because that's how this works. I think he just wanted to see how everybody was going to react. I mean, really, and left everybody guessing at what his intentions were. He got exactly what he wanted. Everybody's knees were jerking, and everybody was pointing fingers and making allegations, and nobody really knew much of anything other than we saw movement on satellite and we know what was moved. They're demanding that NATO forces pull out of nations that used to be part of the former Soviet Union's sphere of influence. Of course, that's a non-starter for us. And still, the Biden administration responded in writing to Russia's demands as part of a diplomatic effort to avert a war, even if it's a small skirmish-type war.
Well,
So it's notable that when he broke his silence on Tuesday, Putin did not repeat his threatening language, saying that dialogue will be continued.
Well,
but he made it clear. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say when you invite the big bad meanie out for ice cream, it changes their whole tone.
It really does. It absolutely really does. And give me just a second. Let me see if I can find something here real quick.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, I found it. So, yeah. And I hope you didn't hear me find it, so.
Now I'm starting to wonder what you were looking for, and never mind, I don't need you to answer.
I was actually looking for a tissue to blow my nose, so. I got a little bit of a cold going on, so sorry about that. Anyway, he continued to accuse the West of trying to goad Russia into a conflict and saying that the Ukraine crisis was an attempt to contain Russia's development and a pretext for imposing economic sanctions. Whatever. Russia's relationship with the West has always been weird. There's always been tension. You always want the best. It's if you go back to what Trump said, Trump knew what Russia was, but if we could be friendly with them, we were going to try to be friendly with them. And if the bear poked us, so to speak, a Russian bear, yeah, okay, play on words, but if the bear poked us, then we could poke back. But, if we could have a friendly relationship, why not? And I've never understood what anybody's problem with that was. That doesn't mean you have to agree with what they do. That doesn't mean you have to support what they do. That means don't F with us, and we won't F with you. It doesn't sound like it's that hard of a thing to do. Except for, when Russia invades other countries and things like that. So, anyway, U.S. officials didn't go quite as far as Russia's officials did. Last week, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, I don't know if anybody's watched this guy talk on camera. Oh, my God. You want to talk about the absolute maddening mash of Xanax and caffeine. That's John Kirby. You can't tell whether he's about to explode from caffeine overload or pass out from a Xanax overdose. So, but he said that, still that Russia was still adding to their troop buildup and that an incursion into Ukraine could be imminent. His words, could be imminent. Those warnings escalated the next day when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who has apparently come back from his bout with COVID that he contracted through his masks, 8 layers of masks, face shields, body armor, and the bubble that he lived in while he was inspecting his troops that day. But amid all this, and after criticism from Volodymyr Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, that the United States talk of war was unhelpful, the Biden administration appears to have softened its tone. And maybe that also had to do with the fact that when the call ended between the United States and Ukraine, Biden and Zelensky, Biden talked about how fruitful the conversation was and how it was productive and they were understanding one another. And then Zelensky turns around and tells the press that it was a total fucking disaster and that Biden is just lost and doesn't have a clue and that he's going to end up getting people killed just with nothing else more than rhetoric.
We've seen his press conferences. I know who I believe.
Yeah. I not a doubt in my mind that Zelensky is telling the truth here. Kick the Russians off the space station. It's their space station. Mir is Russian.
Bubba, we're using the ISS these days, not Mir.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can get them out of there. I mean, that would take a lot, though. I mean, you'd have to give them time to get a craft up there to pack their crap up because they're going to take everything that's theirs when they leave. So, yeah, that's a whole different ball game. I still think that the biggest mistake in this whole thing was Biden giving the green light on that pipeline over there for Russia. And I think that that is going to be what bites Biden in the ass in this whole situation. Even more so than his day-to-day sundowners, senior moments, putting time, silver alert, wandering the grounds, unattended, with a dirty diaper, you know, that kind of stuff. I just don't think that he has the faculties to deal with this situation as a president. I really don't. And maybe that's just me, but I don't think he does. And I want to touch on this other story before we get to the end of the show, because this is important. The past 2 years, and I found this during the break, so bear with me here as I push through this. It's raw. The past 2 years have been a checklist for the worst impulses of government and public sentiment. COVID allowed for supposedly temporary measures to morph into 2 years of emergency restrictions. But what if COVID was only the opening act? And another proclaimed crisis is the main event. Implementing significant but partial restrictions, one by one, in the name of the common good, can allow for encompassing government control that results in relatively little backlash. And, hear me out, fear over climate change could lead to long-term soft lockdowns, given the precedent of immense growth of government power and significant support for sweeping state actions. Now, think about that for a minute when I tell you this next part, that officials have already admitted to the press that these type discussions are already happening within the walls of the White House. This isn't a right-wing fever dream. Calls for harsh government measures in the name of saving the environment are already in parlance of influential organizations and figures. In November of 2020, the Red Cross proclaimed that climate change is a bigger threat than COVID and should be confronted with the same urgency. Bill Gates recently demanded dramatic measures to prevent climate change, claiming it could be worse than the pandemic. Despite millions of people worldwide having died from COVID, former governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, last year predicted that climate deaths will dwarf those of the pandemic. Lockdowns, which significantly reduce carbon emissions during 2020, could be the solution. So they say. After all, the EU's climate service gloated the first COVID lockdown may have saved 800 lives. What would climate-like lockdowns look like? Most likely, what we're hearing is that cities and states would begin a gradual and discreet ramp-up of restrictions. During the early days of the pandemic, millions of Americans worked from home. This could become the permanent norm if special carbon taxes are put in place. Such taxes could be imposed on companies, limiting driving or air miles, and extend to individual employees. Drive to work in a car, you get hit with a tax. Children could be impacted by climate lockdowns too, schools especially. Those heavily influenced by teachers' unions could impose permanent online-only days. Delhi, India is already using a version of this concept to crack down on smog pollution. So don't think this is some far-off thing that's never going to happen. At the same time, either through government fiat or due to ineffective green energy policies, some areas of the country could regularly experience California-style rolling blackouts, brownouts, however you want to call them. And as fossil fuels and nuclear power go by the wayside because of all this green stuff that they're trying to push on us, Consumers may be prevented from buying new gasoline cars, lawnmowers, or chainsaws. Significant measures are already being planned to combat climate change. California is going to ban the sale of gasoline cars in 13 years, according to their state legislature, as will Germany, and Britain plans to do the same in just 8 years. Awfully ballsy. Awfully ballsy. Prohibiting internal combustion engines could save the planet, the argument goes. However, internal combustion engines in automobiles contribute about 5% of the CO2 discharge, according to scientists. So I don't see how 5% is going to save the planet. Yeah, elites to be exempt, of course, or they'll get their electric cars for free. California to ban electricity statewide. That's a funny comment, Rooster, because there was an article about how California was asking people with electric cars to not charge their vehicles because they needed all the electricity they could get during the winter storms that were hitting out there a few weeks back. So, yeah, interesting. You have to have an electric car. You're not allowed to have an internal combustion engine, but you can't charge your electric car either. I mean, yeah, we better get those kids to mine lithium faster. Absolutely, because we need more giant vacuous holes in the earth. Oh, my God. Folks, we're at the top of the hour. It's time for me to cash my chips in and get the hell out of here and make room for the ladies of the red wine. If you like the show, tell your friends. If your friends like the show, you need new ones. But they and you are welcome right here with me every Wednesday night on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network, for the Conservative Curmudgeon Show. I'm your host, The Grouch. Peace.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.